This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ralph Page, a community organizer who helped African-American family farmers in the South stay on their land, obtain access to loans, and sue the federal government, resulting in one of the largest civil rights settlements in history, and formerly 30-year director of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, has passed away at 74 years of age. President Trump has raised more than $88 million already for his re-election campaign over the last year and a half. Trump's campaign committee, combined with two joint committees formed with the Republican Party, ended last month with nearly $53.6 million in a bank, according to reports filed with the Federal Election Commission. California Democratic Party Executive Committee endorsed State Senator DeLeon, despite his losing by 30%. To incumbent U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein in the primary election and another call for new leadership among Democratic activists. At a moment when the unemployment rate is low, hovering around 3.9%, some employers are turning to their pool of retirees to fill holes in their staff, which may also be changing the way employers look at elderly workers. Examples range from skilled nurses to utility workers. Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, hopes to erect a lasting tribute to both victims and survivors of the hate crime shooting last year, 3 years ago, to the resilience of a 200-year-old congregation. Nearly half of patients who go to urgent care clinics seeking treatment for a flu, cold, or other conditions that don't require antibiotics receive a prescription for one anyway. That's three times as often as antibiotics are prescribed to patients with the same illnesses in traditional doctor's offices, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. According to Sports Illustrated, Kylian Mbappe, the 19-year-old soccer phenom, earned about $22,500 for each of France's seven World Cup matches, plus a bonus of around $350,000 after Les Bleus won the title. He will be donating all $500,000 to Premiers de Corde, a charity that provides sports activities to hospitalized and disabled children. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.